Take us out, Dre. Take us out.
On that note.
Take us
out. You know what I'm saying?
Take us out. We got the need.
Have sex through the week instead of just the weekends.
Yes, right. Wait, be spontaneous.
Go to the park and have sex outside that vehicle.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Wait.
Now we got.
Hold on. Who's limiting that? Who puts a limit on that?
Some people do.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I'm telling you, some people ain't.
They so uptight. Yeah.
Listen.
Let go.
Try more positions.
Let go.
Whoever he is.
Take him on vacation.
Let go and be great.
God dang it.
Listen, take him pay for his haircut. Day. Get his
take
feet
him
done.
A handle so he can get lemon bar flavor.
Get her a pedicure.
Get her a pedicure. Take him today.
That's right. Get him some new right. Skechers.
Rub that Joker's big toe. I don't care if it is ugly.
Rub hers. Shit.
And when he done, suck his.
There you go.
Welcome to another episode of Blended Views Unfiltered. This is DeAndre.
This is Kenesha.
And today we got a guest on the show.
Yeah.
She hails from Youngstown, Ohio. I did this one. We had a one-on-one interview a little bit ago, but you know, it may be different people to see this episode. So Jessica from Vieira's Vision in Youngstown, Ohio.
Thank you.
Yes, you want to give the people a brief snapshot of who you is? The lip gloss is really popping like crazy. Tell the people about yourself real quick.
Shining. Well, my name is Jessica. I own a photography studio in Youngstown on Mahoning, west side of Youngstown, 2528 Mahoning Avenue. I've been there since 2019, working on my fifth year. So I love photography.
I love photography.
I do a little bit of everything, you know, when it comes to photography. I do some weddings. I do newborns is what I love the most. So I love children. So I mostly like to dabble in children photography, but I do pretty much everything. Creative is what I am. So
super dope. Well, welcome to the show. Is this your first podcast? Or have you done one before?
I have done podcast, but I think it's more so like a video recording, not a video.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a video.
So like a vlog?
Yes.
Okay.
Vlog, not a podcast. So this is your podgenity. We breaking. We like doing that.
We do that a lot.
Yeah.
I guess that would make me a virgin.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, welcome. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us. Quick question, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't a bad one though. Like, okay. It's honest. Like, what do you guys think people did before there were alarm clocks?
They woke
you ever
up.
Thought about this?
They got a rooster. I mean, in my culture, we got roosters.
That is true.
I mean, you go to Puerto Rico, you're hearing a rooster wake you up.
That is true.
So I'm just, I mean, if I would think about what people did before there was an alarm clock, they had a rooster.
Yeah, that's, I used to live on the east side. That's all I heard.
Was roosters?
Yes.
You know, a lot of Puerto Ricans
down
over
in La La Land.
A lot of Puerto Ricans over there.
Yeah. And just here, and then every now and then you see a little chicken run across the yard. You'd be like, oh.
Oh.
This went right on oak. A whole cluster. All in the yard.
Of roosters.
Of chickens and roosters.
Chickens and roosters. It's a peacock over there too.
Yes.
Did y'all see a peacock? An
albino peacock. Yes.
A little while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roaming the east side.
Right.
So okay. So in the Puerto Ricans, they had roosters.
Roosters.
Mm-hmm. What about the rest of the world?
Massa woke us up.
Massa.
It was Massa woke us up.
Yo.
Yup. Mm-hmm. Yup.
Massa?
Massa.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I ain't even go no further.
No, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sure everyone's circadian cycle. Yes.
Okay.
Took hold.
A lot of people ain't hip to that.
I know.
Yeah. I do have a natural alarm clock.
I do.
So I don't need an alarm clock at all. No. Yeah.
I feel like when you right before you go to sleep, if you're thinking about man, I got to get up for whatever in the morning. I know I got to get up at this time. I feel like
your body will anticipate.
Like 15, 20 minutes before then. Sometimes an hour before, you're just like, well, all right.
Right. All right. It's that internal, internal clock.
Yeah.
I didn't get my body timed out. I got to get up at 5:30 and my body will wake me up at 5:25. I'm upset about that though.
Why?
Because I'd be like, dang, I could have five.
That means you can make it to the gym on time at 4:30.
No.
After all this is over.
That's
no.
After all this
See,
is over.
She set the clock at 4:30.
Sir.
You should have no problem getting your butt up, getting to the gym.
I go to the gym at 5:30.
Right now because you have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about after this whole process is done with the schooling.
On the DL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then.
No. I'm going to probably rest for a little bit. You know, I'm going to take back my hours I had to work.
We had an episode a few weeks ago, maybe a month now, actually. And we were talking about Kiki. We're going to talk about this real brief today. We ain't even going to spend a lot of time on this nonsense.
Okay.
You hip to the Kiki Palmer joint? What happened? Are you hip to the latest?
Maybe not the latest. Maybe not the latest. That kind of been.
So this past week, you know, news hit that, oh boy, that went his separate ways. All right. And then it was revealed that it was a music video out in which Kiki starred in this music video. And it's Usher's new song.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah.
Boyfriend. They didn't, these jokers then went and made a song about the whole issue, which is smart marketing. Business wise, this was brilliant.
Right.
Man, they wrote a quick song, put her in the video. Brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
But this also showed that Kiki for the streets.
She ain't gotta be for the streets.
Kiki is for the streets.
I mean,
any chick, woman, female, however y'all wanna say it,
Thank you.
That goes ahead and says, piss on you, and then does a video with a song
to make money.
And then
on
at the end of the
it.
Joint says, I am a mom, though. Quotes the tweet.
She petty.
Is she for the streets or for herself, though?
Both.
Okay.
That's crazy.
She for herself, but then she went to the streets. She for the streets. Okay. Because if she care any bit about this man, forget the relationship or valued it. And granted, I'm not even going to act like I know what happened behind closed doors.
The relationship probably been over.
You can't consider the retaliation either.
Cause you can't?
I'm saying even if, since he technically stepped over the line, you know, first, we are on individual self. So she shouldn't have to justify. She shouldn't have justified it. I'm like, well, now this is what I'm going to do. So retaliation should not be considered.
To capitalize off of everything that happened.
Put
out a video.
No.
You should just. You kind of showing that you for the streets.
She was missed.
I mean.
Well.
That's what I would. Like, if that was my lady. Yeah. And it looks like. Like, there ain't no coming back. Because, you know, you could break up with somebody, right? And then be like, probably in another couple weeks, days, maybe a month, we probably going to be back.
Yeah.
That right there is like, I can't go back now.
Because
now
I'm
going to look like a simp.
The fool. The boo-boo the fool.
Yeah. If I go back after she did that.
Yeah.
That was maybe her statement, though.
Maybe it was. Like,
maybe
you can't
she didn't
come
want
back.
It to be. Maybe she just wanted to be no option of coming back.
Well, I think the only thing.
All doors closed.
I think the one thing that makes her, I guess. Or the streets, as you may say, is the simple fact that, you know, she just publicized it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see another man trying to fill that role anytime soon.
Oh, no.
No.
Because it's like, dang, this is how you roll. So that's what's going to make you for the streets, because don't nobody going to want you. No one's going to want you after that.
Yeah.
I hope so, you know. Yeah,
I wish the best for both
of them. I wish the best. He did file for full custody, too.
I heard that.
And spousal support. And he ain't even no spouse.
Married.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. He trying to get child support. Like boyfriend and girlfriend support.
Can you really get spousal support?
I have
You know what? I'm not shocked. I found out yesterday, somebody told me that in certain states that, let's use the example that if a man goes off for a deployment.
Right.
Okay. And let's say he's deployed for 18 months. He comes back home. He has a 3-month-old. How? Does he have a 3-month-old when he was deployed for 18 months?
That doesn't work.
In this scenario, though, of course, wifey then went and slept with somebody else, got pregnant, had a baby. This man, because he's the husband, is liable for this child in the court's eyes. So if mm-hmm. he goes and divorces her, he has to pay child support. For a child that's not his. Even though he was deployed. This is in some states now. Yeah. This is legit.
Well, probably it'll probably cease once they do a DNA test. Because he can always ask for it. Really? But he going to end up paying it until.
According to this, look, and y'all can do y'all own research.
So it's almost like when you buy a house. Because you know when you buy a house and you're married.
It's yes.
The same way, even mm-hmm. though it might be in the wife's name.
Correct. Correct.
Or vice versa.
Yep. If he's on a deed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So that's how this is.
So wow.
So for all you fellas out there raw dogging.
Oh wow. My gosh.
And there's potential for her to get prego. I'm just saying.
Not potential.
Or not even. You ain't even got to be out there raw dogging. You could be going somewhere.
Right.
And if wifey get pregnant, dependent upon what state you live in, you may be held liable.
I wonder which state. Which state was it?
Yeah, what
which one do you remember?
Listen, I was just so dumbfounded when I heard this information. Like my man was like telling me all this, and I was just like, yo. This is crazy.
That sounds like some Iowa stuff.
Like out west? It could be.
Yeah.
Like some the all Anglo states.
Nevada.
Virginia?
Yeah.
It Ooh, may be. That might be a good one, too.
It may be.
That might be it. That might be
Everything
it.
Everything gone, Virginia.
Everything gone.
So I got a question. We got, of course, we got two ladies here, guys, and, you know, I'm going to be advocating for the men today. I got a few questions for... the female species. You know, I got my mans back here too. So my mans, we got questions. Okay. All right. So here's one. Why do women's intuition only always sense cheating, but does not sense when a man is unhappy, when a man is depressed, when a man is going through anxiety, when a man is stressed? But for some weird reason, that women's intuition is always sensing cheating.
But I can't speak for all women. I can speak for myself, but I could definitely sense when my man or a past man's vibration was off. So whether it was cheating or whether it was unhappiness, I can sense that. So I'm not sure who you talking about.
Women.
But I'm a woman. I'm a lady. And since I can sense when things is off.
Yeah, I got two of these and some extra stuff. So
I can sense when things are off before the cheating occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, does that man want to talk about it?
Do you guys ask?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think, so I'll say... Because we're not going to act like it doesn't happen. I'm sure it does.
More often. Okay, so let's say.
So it happens.
So outside of you guys, right? Because I figured this would be the answer, bro.
Because we're not.
I figured they would be like, well, not me. You know what I'm saying? I talk about. So let's say you guys do. Let's give you guys the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Okay.
We're excluding.
On average, I know y'all female friend groups, y'all moms, aunties, cousins, social media.
Yes.
Typically, when you hear women's intuition,
it's always
about what?
Yes. Cheating. And
so
what
why
that
is
means.
That?
Sometimes, I want to say that the bulk of the responsibility is usually on the man.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that we don't have
responsibility revolving
around. I'm talking like providing, you know, if there's something wrong or if there's a need that's not met, it's always backfiring on the man, typically in those situations. So that puts women in this position where we are programmed to be selfish. See what I'm saying? So if you're sad, let's say the electric bill ain't paid, or I ain't got enough food in the house. I ain't paying you no attention because, excuse me, why is the lights off and where's my food? So it makes us, not concentrate on your own personal welfare, but everything that's around me and everything that's going on with the family, even if I do have other responsibilities for myself, you know, but it just kind of puts us in a position to be selfish. And of course you got that he-man, you a man, you ain't got no feelings. So you just supposed to keep going regardless, you know? So the intuition is always triggered towards cheating because our mama's intuition was triggered towards cheating. And our grandmama's intuition was, anytime you hear it, it was always cheating. It's not necessarily just having, what is that? Is that interpersonal skills and being able just to like.
So basically what you just described is you were conditioned.
That's one. I gave three separate answers.
Yeah, but you were conditioned to believe that this woman's intuition was only about one thing. So now whenever it's talked about, it's just revolving around one thing and to not pay attention to anything else. Although men have an intuition too, we just call it a gut feeling, something everybody has.
Yes.
Y'all just wanted to give it a different title.
You always say this.
I know. I'm just.
But you don't have to say it again.
I'm just saying. To feel special, y'all just named it women's intuition. Because men that pay attention.
Okay, yeah.
To their women.
Right, right, right.
Can sense when she didn't. Correct. Because we all know that women are a lot better at cheating and hiding.
100%. I'll say that.
We do understand and know that. Yeah. So it definitely takes a man that pays attention to his woman to actually know that. Other than that, then that joker's, he just getting got, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I feel men are also conditioned to hide their emotions a lot better than women.
Ding, ding.
Oh, so no, I agree with that.
Therefore, how can we pick up on what you feel at times if you're hiding it?
Well, if you know him.
And if you don't show any sign of it until you actually have cheated. So maybe like us women are only picking up on the cheating part because the feelings aren't being disclosed.
And that's the end result.
And the end result.
So you're saying the end result is the cheating.
Yes.
Well, if we would pick up.
I would have to say that if y'all pay more attention to the man, because listen, if he get quieter, then he usually, if he's not talking as much, sign. If he's sleeping more, sign. And let's just say his daily activities are still the same. He still goes to work, same time, do all that. Something on his mind. Maybe he's just lost in space. Maybe there are little signs. And I feel like this with men and women, there are definitely signs that you could pick up on, again, if you pay attention. And I get it. We get lost in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because although you may be with someone, you do things separately. You got separate jobs. You know, kids are involved. If you have kids, there are certain things that go on. So I get that part, but there are definitely signs. Now, because you guys are more emotional, they're more prone to come out. But sometimes, because we are, I do agree with you, because guys are conditioned from a young age to kind of hide back and be protective of that layer that we have. But sometimes the attempt, when the attempt gets shut down, then he just retreats. So if you shut down the attempt, then you never know. Then he'll do a better job at not showing you anything.
Right. See, I know, you know, just a tip. This is for me. Because once I understand who that guy is, and it could be a friend, it could be a boyfriend. But mainly when it's a guy, I can listen to it in his voice. You know, sometimes when guys, they ain't feeling it, their voice get a lot deeper and they be like, yeah, everything all right. They talk slower. And then I'd be sitting there like, this, what is wrong with you? And they're like, nothing.
And you don't press either.
And no, I press.
The average woman don't press.
Oh, no, I press. Because I like to talk about
whatever,
stuff.
I'm about to beg you.
Like, listen, now, I keep going just because I know I like when other people do that to me. Because I understand that it takes me takes you a couple of times to ask me to actually open up about it. So I initially always, I'll ask five times and not all in a row at different times of the day. And when, as soon as I realize, I'll say it maybe twice during that moment, then I'll wait an hour or two and be like, you know, are you sure everything is okay? And I'll keep going.
Then we get called the nag.
Yeah.
Then we get called. We're nagging. You nagging me.
But yeah. We sense it.
Yes.
Well,
but
I sense it.
Then when we try.
She sense it.
Shut back down.
But was it ever a time in which the guy was shut down before because of his attempt though? So I feel like this, and I could be, you know, maybe biased, but I feel like most men, if not all, with someone that they care about, love or whatever, there's at least one attempt made for them to try to open up. Now, because of our condition, because most men don't come out and share, sometimes, guess what? Anything that you don't practice, you're really not good at.
Yes.
So if he's not good at even expressing anything, exactly, the attempt could be misconstrued for something else. And if you shut that down, or if you say something crazy, then that joker ain't ever gonna come back. So then that leads to, don't nag me, leave me alone, nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing. See, whatever, yes, the case, it leads to all of that. Yes. So rather than, what are you trying to tell
me? So if you're not good at communicating, how do you expect us women to be good at reading the non-communication?
See, that comes down to just knowing the individual, learning the nonverbal signs. Yeah. I look at it like this. Mm-hmm. If I can read the nonverbal signs of my baby, then I can do that of, yes, my significant other now. Yes. And I know most people will be like, well, I ain't about to do that to no grown man or no, mm-hmm, grown woman. But why not? Because even when things are going good, mm-hmm, you should still be able to read nonverbals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not just all negative. It should be both positive and negative with you reading nonverbals. So if I can read you nonverbally, mm-hmm, and granted, it ain't got to be nothing all deep. And it's just, a lot of times it literally is something real small that you pick up on. And it's just like, all right, what, why did that joker just do that?
Mm-hmm. See,
because you normally don't, that's out of the ordinary, mm-hmm, right there. That's not normal. You know what I mean? And then you just, it just takes you kind of opening up, sometimes putting your pride and ego to the side and just asking a question more than once.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, if I think, note to self is that when a guy shuts down, I guess my question really needs to be, has there ever been a time, babe, that there's something I said or did that makes you feel like you don't want to talk to me about your feelings? Mm-hmm. So then maybe that's what's going to start the conversation, because guys are usually, some guys are okay with talking about the past or how they felt, because then I'm a man and I overcame it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, mm-hmm, since if I talk to the past, then you're going to be okay. And you'll, uh-huh, be able to talk to me about it. And then hopefully that'll open up
and lead to the, and lead to the future.
Yeah. That's what, that's what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting.
That could be true. Mm-hmm. I think also a lot of times when men do open up and they become vulnerable, because I think there's a difference between opening up and then being vulnerable. Once a man is vulnerable with you, I think that is one of the most, and I hope, you know, like men don't take this, but like, that's one of the most weakest moments, mm-hmm, that a man could ever experience, is him being vulnerable to someone outside of what most people say, their mom.
Oh.
Their homies, right? Because you, and even guys really, depending on your circle, you probably ain't really that vulnerable with your homies, but, mm-hmm, you feel as though if I lay down with her every night, then I could have vulnerable moments. Mm-hmm. But when that vulnerability becomes weaponized,
yeah,
by women,
yeah,
you done lost him forever. Because I'm here to tell you, listen, I can fake vulnerability with you just to make you feel good like you know me, because when I gave you some of the most intimate parts of me, you weaponized it.
Yeah.
You used it, damaged it, abused it in the wrong way. And now I'm telling you, most men don't recover from that. You just pretty much taught them like, okay, well, this is why,
yeah,
I was conditioned.
This is why I retreat.
So, mm-hmm, you'll never get that part of him again. Yeah. And in order for him to do it again, sometimes it just takes him moving on. Forgiveness, yes, but it's really, really hard to get back to that moment. So my only advice to women in general is, if a man has been vulnerable with you,
take hold.
Listen.
Don't take advantage.
Because men don't give that easily. Mm-hmm. Women give their hearts a lot easier.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are emotionally charged. You got, mm-hmm, men, nah, opening up and being, and giving you vulnerability,
yeah,
oh, that's sacred. So if a man does that, mm-hmm, with you, that is a sacred place, and you need to hold on to that joker and know that, oh, he really does love me, you know, care for me, because ain't no man just automatically volunteering that information or that part of him. So don't weaponize it. You do that, I promise you, majority of men, you lost them. They'll stay with you.
Yeah.
And you'll have the illusion that, you know, like I know every part of him, every piece of him.
Mm-mm, not that.
No, you don't.
Nope.
See, that's why, like, you know, after being, single for so long now, you know, so long, I've learned to appreciate, you know, the smaller things that I would say eventually I took for granted when I was with someone, you know? So,
yeah. I agree. The more I mature, the more experience I have, the more I've learned to appreciate those things as well.
Yeah.
Because that's not necessarily when I was young, my younger self, did I really respond or react the way I should have. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be sending like, now I'd be over there like Oprah, you know, I'd be like, I'd be like, oh, you don't feel, I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, I got you. What you want?
This joker right here.
You want some seafood? You want to go running in the park? What you want?
You
want
to meditate with me, baby? You want to
meditate? Like, then hey, I'll be like, what can I do in order to make your day better? Mm-hmm. It just puts me, I just, now I'm in a more
soft,
servant. Yes. I still don't get that soft stuff. No. But.
No? See, but, I think as a woman, you have to be soft.
No, I'm talking about the soft movement. What is it called?
The soft girl era.
Yeah, the soft girl.
Well, that's kind of the same thing as what she was alluding to, though.
And actually embracing being a woman, because I feel like that's what a man needs. A man doesn't need you to be hard. Ooh,
you know.
You don't need another hard body.
No.
See, now listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. Definitely, I'm not a... I'm different when it comes to my guy. I'm totally different. So, like, it's the instant. How about this? I know exactly what I need in order for me to submit. Like, I know the qualities in a man that gets me to submit, and it'll automatically bring it out of me. Exactly. You know, I'm not a hard body. I'm just super chill. Mm-hmm. I'm usually like, I can go and hang out with my girls, but you could put me in a billiard room or go to the basketball court and I'm going to fit in and I'm going to be cool there too. Mm-hmm. So I'm real quick to be a homie, essentially. Okay. I'm not a hard body.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
Because you said something.
Yes.
Why does it take someone to bring it out of you? How come it's just not naturally who you are?
Because there's certain things like I'm not willing to give anybody. It's very personal for me. It's a
there's things you're not okay, like what? Compromise.
I'm not
like what?
No,
give
no,
me
no,
an
no.
example.
So like, ooh, this is gonna sound so bad. Okay. So if I am, let's say a guy likes me and I understand that he isn't for me, or he, let's say, because you know I need good teeth, right? You know I like good teeth.
I need good teeth too. Teeth
lives matter.
I need teeth lives matter. Yeah, you know, that's been my movement for a minute.
Smiles matter.
You know what I'm saying? If you come to talk to me, we cool, and then I see that bad tooth in the front that's like turning brown, I'm not going to be able to submit in that sense. Now, that's something physical, you know what I'm saying?
But sometimes there's brown spots in the brain, too.
That, you know, like, and then that, too. I don't want to deal with someone, this is going to sound so bad, that I feel like I'm smarter than.
Okay, so where are you getting at here? Because here's my confusion. I said bring something out, and now you're describing something totally different.
No. It takes a certain caliber of person.
Oh, so you saying only way they're going to bring out submission is if they get good teeth, if they smarter than you.
There's certain.
If you got a jacked up tooth that's beyond your fault because your tooth got knocked out playing basketball the other day and messed up your smile. Don't talk to her because she'll never submit to you.
Ain't got nothing about your teeth being missing unless it's in the front.
It's the front too.
Ooh, we're not doing the teeth in the front missing.
Yeah.
You know, like that one tooth right
Come
here.
Come on.
Smile
if you
way.
Ain't as smart
okay.
as her,
it's
you
okay.
know what I'm saying? Then.
It's okay. And it's good for you, but I'm just saying
But what
that.
If his smarts, what he may not be smarter than you, but what if mm-hmm. he check off every other box? Mm-hmm. It's just, he ain't as smart as you are. Mm-hmm. Then what?
As smart as I am. So when I say smart, I don't necessarily always mean bookworm. There has to be some sort of brain mm-hmm. there.
You mean what? Common sense.
But common sense and being able to pick up on things about.
But what if he doesn't, though?
I don't know. It didn't work the last time.
So basically what you're saying is mm-hmm. your love, your submission, your everything else is based on conditions. It's like you know those mm-hmm. those drug commercials.
Yes.
This will help you if you've been diagnosed with hemothymiola or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And at the end of the commercial they talk super fast mm-hmm. and was like, don't take this if you're blah 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 blah. It'll cause all of these things. That's you. I want my man to be
no,
this.
No.
I love you to death.
No, no,
But at the end of your statement, it's a long list of conditions that you got to read off real fast.
No, sir. No, sir. You asked me on specifics of what brings out my submission. What I'm telling you is that I don't submit to just anybody. There has to be a certain.
I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just bringing out.
I understand that to a point, though.
So I'm not about to just have any old Joe Schmo come up to me,
right,
and then I'm going to show this submission and all because then he's going to get the wrong feelings, and I'm sitting there like, bro, you got the brown tooth, and it's not going to work.
We may not necessarily get the wrong impression because you're quote unquote submission. And I know this is a sensitive topic for women with the whole submission thing. Where I'm getting, where my portion of where I'm getting at
is
with bringing something out, right? Because if you are already a submissive type of individual, if you are already a wife, if you are already X, Y, and Z, then that means this is just something that you just live every day. Now, you could be a submissive person already walking actively in that.
Right.
But when you get with somebody, it just kind of goes to a whole nother level, right?
Correct.
Naturally, right, I'm a cultivator.
Right.
But someone that I'm with, though, that cultivation looks totally different. And it's on a whole other level.
Right.
They get a different version of that.
Right.
So why is it that? Because we hear this often. Men hear this often. I ain't doing this, especially the whole, I ain't no wife. You ain't my husband. Ooh. So why do I got to do this? I ain't doing that until I'm married. I ain't doing that until. So you want me to put a bet on you that you go start this when we get married? So you mean to tell me this area, whatever it is, not picking on you, but I'm just saying in general, it's now a light switch. And as soon as we get married and you say I do, you can flip on all these switches.
It's a light bulb.
And you about
bulb.
To start cooking. You about to start cleaning.
Yeah,
you go rub my feet or you go out and start hustling. You go out and start doing all this, but not until we get married. So let's say we in a relationship for 3 years until then. So for 3 years, I get to watch you do nothing.
But it shouldn't take 3 years for you to bring that out of a woman. I feel a natural leader.
See, you just proved my point. My issue is, why does it need to be brought out?
Now, that kind of stuff should not need to. I am a wife. And because I know I'm a wife, I'm going to do certain things. So unfortunately, a guy that I would date, he would receive wifely things just because I'm naturally that person. So I'm going to cook.
I'm going to
clean
long,
and I'm going to do those things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What the Bible say? Something and you show that self approved. What's the first part of that?
Study
and show that self approved. Uh-huh. Right. So that means that it's not necessarily me trying to convince you of who I am, but you do need to see everything that I bring, right? As you always say, I bring to the table, the things that I am willing to do for you. Not so that, oh, well, I'm not doing any of these things. And then as soon as I say I do, I'm going to flick this switch. Because, if I'm not used to,
I'm never going to
do that. And that's that's a farce to me.
Yeah.
And if a man is tricked by that.
If it doesn't come naturally, then why would we even get there in 3 years?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it naturally has to come out of you with a person. Like you can't just flip a switch on. When we say bring it out, that means like, does that man fall into alignment with what I am?
Yeah.
So if you are in alignment with what I am, naturally, I'm going to be your wife with or without the ring.
Yeah. And then that's the part I'm saying it's going to naturally bring out the submission. Like I'll cook. And if there's a,
I'll cook too. If there's a guy, I'll cook something up though, real quick.
I have a friend and I'm cooking and he just so happened to call me, I'd be like, oh, okay. You hungry? And he'd be like, yeah. Oh, I'd say, come on by. I'll give you something to eat. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff. You know,
Because
it's naturally who I am, but you ain't about to give me to rub your feet on and all of that stuff. that's a different level of submission. Yes. And there's another thing that has to happen. There is a book and I cannot remember. I think it's Judo something. But what the guy says is that, everyone says practice makes perfect. No, practice makes permanent.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so then I guess we technically have two brains. You know, you got your little frontal, your regular brain, but then you have the middle part of your brain. And your middle part of your brain is what actually has your instincts and the things that you naturally do, right? So if you are practicing to make permanent, and that's where the permanent things are in, is in that part of your brain. If you're practicing not to do those things for that man for 3 years, I could bet $150,000 that you are not going to do that. You are not going to do that when you get married.
Yes. I agree. Yes. And for all guys who buy that bull crap and listen to a woman say, well, once we get married, then I start doing it. That's she lying.
That's a curse.
It ain't going to happen. Because now, you ain't get it for 3 years. You really think this joke about to do it? Because she could be like, I knew it when we wasn't married.
And if she, if she ain't doing it, then who is? You? You doing it? Oh, no. You're going to be doing it for the rest of your life.
Or somebody else is. Yes.
Or somebody else. You right. Somebody creeping in the window.
Not the window.
Somebody creeping in the window.
Who? Not
the window.
Yes.
My God. So, y'all hip to the Derrick Jackson joint? Did you see him respond to, you know, his wife did an interview.
The front door is Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, that's.
Y'all ain't hip to Derrick Jackson?
Who is that?
I'm not.
The relationship guru?
Oh, the one that he had his wife on that TV with the bonnet on.
Yes. Mm. And you know, they split. Or I think maybe got divorced.
They
or
got
something
a divorce.
Like that. She did an interview and kind of like did a spill all.
Yeah.
The same spot that he was back on there. Y'all ain't hip to it. So we can't really.
No, he was being petty. I remember.
I mean, he was.
He was being petty, but I didn't understand his video.
But his rebuttal on this podcast was just like.
Well, say it. What was his rebuttal?
Nah, I mean, it is what it is. Look, here's a question regarding that, though,
okay,
right?
Okay, go for it.
Now. In this particular story, we kind of understand what I'm about to say, but why is there a villain in every story?
Because somebody got to be the bad guy. Somebody got to be the good guy. Because there's good and bad in everything.
And we talk in relationships, friendships,
yes,
partnerships.
Everything.
This could be anything, yes. Right? Why is there always a villain in the story?
Because when something goes wrong, somebody wrong is affiliated with bad.
Yes.
But what if, why can't it just be a clean break? Let's say in life, right? And in life, you got friendships, you got all that. And friendship, how come it just can't be, I mean, we just kind of like grew apart. I mean, you went your way, I went my way. Like, why does it always have to be?
Because don't nobody want to take the blame.
An issue.
Don't nobody want the responsibility.
But what if there really was no issue? It was just like, I got to create something.
I've only heard
why is
that
there,
like maybe three times in my entire life where it just was a clean break. We didn't want to do it anymore. I would say maybe three times.
Especially in like relationships too, right? Because what if y'all legit, and we ain't even talk about marriage. So let's not even get to the marriage. Let's just say you just in a normal relationship. It could be 6 months, a year, 2 years. It's just like, we just went our separate ways. Or even if it was something that caused you to just split or whatever, but it wasn't anything major, it gets blown out of proportion by one person.
Of course, them feelings.
Why is there always a villain, even if the stuff is not true?
It's them feelings and that thought. When you, Caragon, take me away. That's what it's like. And stuff get taken out of, it just goes out of the way, you know? And then you got other people hyping you up,
I think,
especially
it's ego.
As women.
I think it's ego driven. Yeah. I think that, you know, I don't know, the older I get, the less I try to be about my ego. So I feel like if people don't take accountability, that has a lot to do with you submitting to your ego. So if you don't step away from the ego, there's always going to be someone to blame for something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like the more you're able to look at self, the more you like less you blame others and you take accountability. But unless you're there mentally and you haven't grown there, then you're always going to point the finger. And then most times that finger is pointing right back at you anyway. So,
It's easy. Shoot. Even in regular friendship, I think I had a clean break. And I still don't even know why we ain't friends. I still be trying to figure that out.
So you were the villain?
I guess.
Did it get made out to
ever,
be?
Did you ever take a step and just look at yourself and be like, well, what did I do wrong in that friendship?
Well, this is, I did. But
that sounds like a no. That sounds like a lie right there.
No.
That sounds like a lie. You went, well, that high pitch joint.
Yeah. So, okay, hear me out. Before we start throwing these fingers and jabs.
Yes.
Okay. So it was like, it was a friendship that, you know, it was just happened. Okay. And it was cool. But then it kind of got built on a lie, you know. And
so it started off wrong. So there, I think that's accountability.
Yeah.
That's where it went wrong, right from the beginning.
Yeah.
But then check this out. it wasn't necessarily that I was the one that was lying. It was the other person was lying.
And so then, you fell into the friendship off false pretenses.
We were friends, and then two of my other friends decided to they was gonna be together. You heard me? Okay. So I thought we was all just the three amigos. Come to find out. I was one uno amigo.
And they was a couple.
You see what I'm saying? I was really three blind mice. You see what I'm saying? So once the breakup happened, then both came to me confessing all of the stuff. And then I'm sitting there like, oh, what the front door is this? You know? So now the three amigos then got separated. We for real three blind mice, but then I had to still be friends with both. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a whole conversion. It's like, oh, this is not who I am anymore. I'm not this anymore.
Well,
so it's
change.
Cool.
People change.
And it changed.
Every day we
you
change.
Know? And it's cool. It's like, all right, this ain't what you were. But I take things at face value. So if you tell me this isn't what you aren't this anymore, then I'm going to take it at face value, right?
Yes.
So she said, well, you know, I'm not this anymore. So I supported her. And then when stuff came up, I'd be like, yeah, that's some stuff right there. You know, I'd be like, that's what that is. And I went to this identifying. So when the old habit came back, then it was like, well, she's going to judge me because I reverted backwards to it. But I didn't. I was just supporting her in her movement.
Yeah.
If this is what you're going to be, if you want to be subject A, then be subject A. If you're going to be subject B, then be subject B. But it was just like she guessed that I was going to be able to support her.
Like an assumption.
She assumed. That's why I said,
you know what assuming means.
So I still it's not that I didn't evaluate what I did. The only thing I would say that made her uncomfortable was the simple fact that my comments might have made her feel like she wouldn't be able to be herself around me.
So lack of communication.
Right. But I ain't care. Do you, baby?
So lack of communication.
Real bad.
So in most relationships, and then, you know, and the break happens, especially in our era, what tends to be the trend is to just run to social media, right? Run to social media, get out the subliminals, order direct hits, jabs, whatever case may be, and then try to go and set off detonators in every circle that you guys dwelled in.
Who you been talking to?
To try to get your version out to make the other person look bad, even if the other person had absolutely no intention on trying to smear your name, no matter what happened. But you try to get out to
ahead
detonate
of
all
ahead
of them
of the
bombs, right. Just in case, even if it ain't a just in case. Why do women do this? Because most men, okay, let me tell you this. The majority of men don't want the world knowing that they just lost they lady. So they gonna be real slow to let the world know what happened, his fault or not.
I can't so the speak moment, for a woman because I kind of move like a man because I want the same thing.
Because you want privacy.
Yes.
Okay. But again, we talking about y'all, but then what we see around us and around the world, what we read every day,
well,
what we see,
most
it's
women
like
are emotional.
But can you control the aspect of
you can, that
stay
social
off,
media.
Number one, stay off social media.
My God.
Then number two, don't go to the circles with a version of a story. I had a chick tell me one time, I was like, yo, why did you say that? Well, I was telling the truth. I said, but that's really not happened though.
Because it was
that's
her
not,
version.
That's not the truth. She was like, yeah. She was like, well, it was my version of the truth.
Yes, exactly.
Said, but even your version of the truth, it was a lie. Well, I mean, I said it. Just like, why See, though? That makes no sense. It's because you're trying to paint a picture of something that's not so somebody else could feel. Nobody else, at the end of the day, nobody else can feel what you feel.
And that's why I personally don't put it out there because
I keep my business.
No, exactly. No one's really going to know unless they have both sides and really What does it matter anyway?
Because nobody really cares.
Because nobody really cares anyway.
They just enjoy the drama.
Once again,
come I enjoy the drama. They enjoy the I drama. Watch all of them. I watch them and I read.
Enjoy the drama.
And I screenshot.
It's like a soap opera.
And I send it to my other friends.
So she don't win.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Did you see this?
I do. Look at what's going on.
Listen. Well, I mean, think about it. When you got a news reporter, right? Mm-hmm. And they find out something, they have to get it out as fast as they can.
But are you a news reporter?
Before anybody else.
So you're saying all women are news reporters?
No. This is the ones who express themselves on Facebook.
Which is the majority
When
of
they
them.
Got some news, they want to express this mug on Facebook. Yes. Now, the things that I do, personally, you know, I just got to make sure that all my friends are up to date on current events. See? So I'm a sit there and read it and be like, girl, did you see what such and such then did? And be like, no, let me go look.
But such and such, at the end of the day, I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, such and such is going to be right back over there with the other such and such.
That's right.
Whether they stay together or not is beside the point. Something is going to still transpire, and most men are not going to just divulge all any information to anybody.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's just to their close circle, and them jokers ain't about to go out running their mouth.
That's right.
But the women.
So then I get to watch, but then I get to watch the other thing. So like then like his sister jump on, be like, you know, oh, you wrong. And then now you be like, dang.
Because imagine this, right? Here's my thought process, right? If men were to go ahead and go against what we naturally do, which is kind of be private and keep it to ourselves, how much could we really blow up about your character?
Keke Palmer.
And who you really are.
Keke Palmer.
What you really say, what you say about your so-called best friends, your family.
You talk about exposure.
All the stuff that you do.
That's
different. It's kind of like,
that's exposure.
We real for real. Men, like, we be looking out for y'all, for y'all on
y'all
the real
be
life. Because we can reveal some devastating things about an individual. And have receipts, and it wouldn't be nothing you can really say about
not
it. But meanwhile, most men just sit back and just take the beating. It's just like, all right.
I don't know.
It is now
there is a seeing men reply.
I was about to say,
back.
There is a generation. Because Sia, if Sia was here, she'd be like, not the men around my age.
Yeah.
This new generation man.
I didn't see them reply back.
They are sassy. Yes.
Look.
And they are sassy, and they are zest-like.
And then.
Okay, so it's.
Roles are changing.
Listen.
It is.
And not only.
joining. They're joining the other side.
Roles are changing.
Roles are changing.
Roles are changing.
And then those men have the nerve to go onto their woman's Facebook to reply. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't see some guys not have a Facebook, and then they go and then it'd be cracking me up because they'd be
how
like,
old are they
like,
though?
This
That's
is,
the thing.
This is, what's a guy's name? This is David. Then he replies. I'd be like, dang, David. Just go open you up another Facebook and add everybody so we can see.
Listen, mm-hmm. I could never.
No.
I could never. But it brings me down to something that you said, though, mm-hmm. the accountability part. Instead of taking a step back and reevaluating things, really, and taking accountability for the things that you did or could have done better,
mm-hmm.
self-evaluating yourself, how mm-hmm. come that isn't one of the first things that we do? Now, granted, that is kind of a hard ask because we kind of telling you to take the human part of it, of you out of it. But at the same time, it's like implement this part into the human side.
Mm-hmm.
Feel how you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't stay there too doggone long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So feel your feelings. Right. Confide in your close circle.
That's right.
Yes.
Do that.
Close circle.
We ain't saying don't say nothing to confide in your close circle that got sense. They got common sense. Mm-hmm. They got logic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it ain't gonna be sitting there talking about, yeah, girl. I hope all y'all got friends, okay? And if y'all don't, most women don't. That is just real with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Can 100% tell you wrong without you being mad. And even if you do get mad,
mm-hmm.
y'all still friends.
Oh, 100%.
In the midst of you being mad, like, dang, you ain't supposed to be saying that, girl. You're supposed to be validating my nonsense.
Yes.
Get some real genuine, authentic friends that can look at you when you be like, he was this. So I told him, just be like, yeah, I'm with you, girl. But wasn't lying.
Yes.
Listen, mm-hmm. I didn't have my one friend. Oh, my goodness. She keep me together.
Mm-hmm.
because I was, and we've been friends. Oh man, we've been friends for a minute now. And she'll tell me, she'd be like, yeah, is that what happened? I'll be like, yeah. She'd be like, oh, okay. Well, you know, you do have a tendency to do that, right? And yes. I'd be like, what? Mm-hmm. And she's like, you don't remember the last time you was at my house? I told you, this is exactly what you did. And I'd be like, oh.
I did do that.
And so then that straight puts me into self-evaluation mode. Mm-hmm. And then it's not even that the thing that happened with the guy, you know, may affect me. It's just a simple fact. But now I know that's how she views me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that hurts even more. And I'd be like, yeah, no. You're right. I got to change that, friend. Next time I do something like that, let mm-hmm. me know.
Well, you know you why? Because in most cases, and this is men and women, right? But women express it a little bit differently. If the truth is unfavorable to you, mm-hmm. you look at it as an attack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at it as an attack, then you jump on a defensive super, super fast. Right. And you never know, especially if you're not asking what someone means or understands. Or it's just like, they really telling me the truth about myself. So let mm-hmm. me go ahead. But if it's unfavorable to you and the outcome is going to be unfavorable, then you're being attacked when that's not even the case.
Well, sometimes the attack is favorable. We just don't see the favor in it. We choose not to see the favor.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But there's always favor, even when we're being told we're doing wrong,
because mm-hmm.
it's going to benefit us in the long run. So it's just how you look at it.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
It's all a platform. Yeah. You know, you got to have a beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, you did this. And then you got to start from here to change it. Mm-hmm. It's your decision.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all something. How well do you guys hide yourselves from people that you just meet? And this is friends. We ain't gonna talk business because that's kind of different. Friends or a potential love interest. How well do you insulate your true self? Here's what I mean, right? And what I'm meaning is, it's easy to come out and think that you're being completely honest about some vulnerable things and things about your past. But there's a few instances when you're angry, when you're stressed, when you're sad.
Oh, you see me right away.
You
see those parts of me right away. I don't hide.
How is it so easy for you guys to hide these things?
It's not. You ain't talking about me. Once again, I don't know what we're talking about.
She's like, no, you left.
No, you're, yeah.
I was on right field, you hit it left. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Yes. Yeah. So I can't answer that one.
Well, I think a lot of that.
Yes.
I'm going to answer because it's not that I hide it. Mm. But like I said, I'm not going to express myself if I don't immediately see the worth in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's, and like I said, it may sound bad, but when I'm on like a date and I'm first meeting somebody, right? I give you 100% of me and I'm going to tell you my bad stuff. But mm-hmm. because I know that I'm more of an action person, if you don't stick around to date 2, 3, 4, and 5, I won't be able to validate this exactly who I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that I hide it. It's just that it doesn't matter what I say on this date. You won't know until you see me and you actually choose.
But it does matter with some people, right? Because let's just say
some people.
Let's say if somebody was were in a relationship with someone who was verbally abusive.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they got to go.
Okay, right.
Right.
And then they kind of like hint around like, hey, are you, you know, how are you when you're mad? And you'd be like, I mean, when I get mad, like, watch out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be crazy. But I don't do nothing too crazy. That's so surface.
That's normal.
But most people, especially today, because our human interaction skills are trash nowadays, mm-hmm. Most people will roll with that. Like, all right,
that's
she
normal.
Ain't crazy. Yeah. And then 6 months down the road,
boom, she burning up your stuff.
And you like, you said you wouldn't like this. You ain't asked me that. I said it's just right. Like, but you ain't asking the right questions. So how? Mm-hmm. Why is it like, if asked the question up front, like, mm-hmm. do you get crazy? How are you when you angry?
Ask
why not just
question.
Come? Why not just be like, hey,
exit.
I'm very irrational. I'm erratic. Period. I'm crazy.
Wow.
I can get like this. I'm working on it. But that's just the truth about me. That way you give you give someone the autonomy to stick around or to bounce.
Ask me. Ask me the question.
Ask
me.
How
I'm
are
ready.
You when you're angry?
Picture it, Sicily, 1942.
Picture it, Sicily.
All right. So these are my words when people ask me that. I say, I am very quiet when I'm upset. You would know I'm upset because I'm quiet. And it takes me some days to process it. Now, it used to take me a long time, mm-hmm. you know, because.
But we working on that, right?
But I'm working on that yeah. because when it comes to my feelings, I'm naturally selfish. That's what I'll say, you know. So since I'm naturally selfish, it used to take me 2-3 weeks. I didn't got it down to 2 days of self-evaluation, wow. you know, where I'm the able to look at it.
Being done.
My, mm-hmm. my dosh. Yes. Mm. And so, you know, when I'm angry, when I'm upset or I'm angry, I'm quiet. And during that quiet times is when I'm able to self-evaluate, get my thoughts together and 100% separate logic from emotion. I need that time.
Okay. So this is who I have been learning to become. And this is why you see my feelings right away. Because I have not always been that.
But you Rickham. You yes. Puerto Rickham.
I'm hot. See? Hot like fire, boss.
That's Puerto Rickham.
Yes. Yeah, so Rickham. Emotions is heightened and I've been conditioned on how to handle things and I'm having to rewire myself. So I would say that I don't reveal that part right away because I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. And I want to see who's actually going to put forth the work to get to know me before I divulge how I have been in my past, because I'm not trying to be like, I'm all right. trying to grow past that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's going to take time for me to really be like, okay, are we going on a second date? Third date, like, are you going to be someone that's actually interested in me? Or like, does it even matter how I handle things? Because are you really going to be around for date three?
See, I got a great analogy with that. Would you give anybody that asked you 1 cent?
What?
Would you give anybody that asked you a penny?
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. But would you give anybody that asked you $200?
No.
Exactly. Right.
So everybody don't deserve my money.
Exactly.
There's a certain amount.
But what if you can give somebody 100? Mm-hmm. You meet them in the middle.
No,
but
that's
not
the example.
But you can't meet everybody.
But you can't meet everybody in the middle.
Not everybody, because I firmly believe, see, and this is why.
I only got so many hundreds.
Keep game, mm-hmm. bro. Mm-hmm. This is why.
I only got so many hundreds.
I believe in hangouts before dates.
That's what you say.
I believe 100%. In the hangout
and I'm 100% with you. I'm 100% with you.
I'm not taking you out on no date if I ain't hung out with you first.
Right. I want to see you as a friend. I want to see you in your environment. I want to see all those things. That's why I said,
drunk.
I need to see.
I see you drunk.
I need to see that you're somebody that's worth it. I need to see that you're worth
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, me
that hangout phase
you.
Reveals a lot.
Exactly.
For me, I'm going to ask certain questions in the hangout phase. And that anger one, that ain't a date question for me.
Mm-mm. The which one?
The anger
one. That's not a date question for me. No. That's a hangout question.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't making it to no date.
And you ain't got, you got anger
yeah,
issues.
And it ain't going to be nothing against you. It's no. just for me. And this is what a lot of people have a hard time realizing about people, right?
Right.
Like, I can't be mad at you that you don't want to date me based on your preferences right. and based on what you've dealt with in the past.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You now have certain standards
right.
that yes. may have shifted. Even if I knew you years ago, your standards may be different now
right.
based upon life circumstances.
Right.
And based upon that, you now have certain standards. And right. it's like, you may be a great person, but you know what? Your attitude is kind of trash. Mm-hmm. Or you look at things kind of negative.
Right. Yeah.
And, you can see that from being a friend.
You can.
You can see that before
yes,
you even romantically be involved.
Yes.
So
yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's why I think the hangout is vital for everybody mm-hmm. that's not utilizing that. And y'all just taking jokers on dates right off rip. And then you get mad when certain stuff hit the fan. Yeah. Listen, big dog, that's right. on you. Because right. you should
have figured. The lobster ain't for everybody.
It is level. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you may not even get right. so much as a French fry on a right. hangout.
Right. Listen, you might need to go get wings.
You get yours.
You know
what I'm saying?
What you get?
I may bring you a PB&J.
I'm not bringing right. you nothing.
Right. That's because, a big maybe.
Because I feel like it's like you come in and at your own risk. You said you yes. wanted to go bowling. If you want to go bowling, then get your wings if you want
to. It's simple stuff though, right? If you meet somebody and they're like, man, yeah, I like doing yoga, I like working out, you'd be like, oh,
Let's meet up for a workout real quick.
Yeah. How did that work
Let's
out? By
meet
the
at
end
the
of
park.
It, that small talk, you'd be like, yeah, this ain't it.
You know what I'm saying? You like, avoided the date. And you avoided the
You home. Avoided the date. Avoided and you just be like, you know, I'll hit you up.
I saved me some
you know?
Money. I saved me money.
Yes.
I saved me money.
I am a firm believer that people should start implementing trailers. Okay. we before we go see a movie, even if we at home, Netflix, you checking out the trailer, you jumping on Google, whatever, checking out, okay, the trailer look cool, but they only get 30 Rotten Tomatoes or 30 tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Ain't that what it is on the joint?
But tomatoes is good.
The tomatoes, okay, what
tomatoes
is it?
Tomatoes is good, but go backwards. Zero tomatoes.
Zero tomatoes. That's you get right. Zero tomatoes on there. It's just like,
I think that's right.
It's just like, I probably won't watch this movie, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them only have like 10 tomatoes instead of
and you'd be like
40. Mm-hmm. But then you watch it and you'd be like, this was actually pretty good.
Right.
So sometimes that's what, don't judge a book by its cover with those, right? But I feel like everybody should come with at least a 30 second to a minute trailer. Mm-hmm. So if you guys were presented with a 30 second to 1 minute trailer on who you guys were prior, and this is from a love interest.
Mm-hmm. A love interest, okay.
Love interest. Let's go there first. Love interest. What would that trailer encompass? How would it go? What would be revealed in there to keep someone's interest in this 30 second to 1 minute trailer?
Go.
Who wants to go first? Yeah. Okay, you can.
I already called you out.
You go
see,
first.
See, you learning.
In your trailer.
That's good. That's right.
Your trailer, right? What is your trailer saying to the person that is looking to get to know Jessica?
What kind of movie is this?
That's Jessica. Funny. It's your movie, friend.
It's my movie.
It's because it's about you.
Right.
It's about you and how this person.
I mean, we're talking about the drama. We're talking about
whatever you everything. Want to. You got 30 seconds to
you
say
got 30
you
seconds
want.
To 1 minute to
if
tell
I,
somebody.
If I was putting out a movie about mm-mm. me.
We need a timer.
We're going to talk about all the highlights of all the good things.
My girl.
This joke of putting out a Disney
movie. We're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're getting Rotten Tomatoes.
We're going to talk about the growth that occurred. We're not going to go back to that.
No. So, but that's right. Yes. It's supposed to talk about who you are right now.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I'm
saying? Who we are right now, we're going to convey the growth that has happened with Jessica. So I feel like that trailer is going to show a lot of who I am as far as the photographer, the mother that has raised children already. So a lot of lessons have already happened.
So basically in this movie, what's going to happen mm-hmm. is where most of the movie, let's say if it was an hour movie.
Yes.
Okay. 40 minutes of that movie is going to be all about what you just said. That first 20 minutes is going to be how you got there, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we go see the journey.
You'll see
the even journey. If it's in 3 to 5 minute increments leading up to that mm-hmm. 40 minutes of bliss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because in the movie, it's telling the story.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you might have to revisit.
So we're going to have to definitely watch that
mm-hmm.
in order to get. So your trailer? So hers is Disney.
Hers is Disney.
She released
it. No, because I don't live in no fairy tale.
She released the Disney.
Princess and the Frog. Princess and the Frog.
She released in the Disney joint.
The kids are the big names.
See, the thing is, the princess with the frog, I mean, the princess had to accept that the frog could be a prince.
Did she have to accept it or did he tell her?
See, that depends on if it's someone that's going to divulge the whole story right away or if it's someone that's just going to show what the frog became.
Yeah, but she had evidence mm-hmm. that she man did. Was a frog. I mean, that man was a prince.
She had, first, so she yeah. knew what she was
she
kissing.
Knew, she knew what she was chasing.
She knew what she was chasing.
Yeah.
So she had a preview too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's your trailer looking like? What is it?
My trailer is going to be truth of who I am. I understand the things that I need I understand that I'm a wife. And so with my job as a wife, I understand that I know how to multiply what you have and express how much of a servant that I am, that I didn't always appreciate it before, but I appreciate it now.
It's a little bit of a fairy tale too.
How is that a fairy tale?
To me, it's a little fairy tale too, because you're showing the good parts of you now. That's the same thing as I feel I was saying. Like you're showing the parts now that you've grown to become. That's the same. The same depiction.
So basically,
I didn't finish.
This experiment is basically showing that most women is gonna BS their way through this.
That's horrible. Okay?
I just told you.
But why gotta trailer, be a BS?
Because
it's not BS. Because the work was done to become.
I wasn't even finished. First of all,
yeah, but you gonna keep on giving me this Disney movie?
No, because then I was gonna tell you about the stuff about me being angry, and me not being.
Why don't you start with that?
Because I gotta give you a little interlude. I got an interlude.
The interlude is a stoppage.
No, interlude.
I don't want a stoppage.
No, I was going to give you that boom, 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 bam. This is what I can do. Then boom. See, that was my first 10 seconds. And then bam, the next 20 seconds, just like all the stuff that I could be too.
See?
So I could be real mean.
She had 40 minutes of the good, I could be mean. She still only gave 15 minutes
I could be mean. I said 20 seconds. 20. I could be mean. But you're going to get exactly what you want. I could be mean, but you're going to get what you want.
You'll get exactly what you want.
I'll say that. I don't, No.
Some people you take will. Things literal.
No, you will get exactly
you what tell you me want. That. I'm holding you to it.
And I would say, if it's my man, you're going to get exactly what you want.
You stand by that?
Yeah, I stand by it. I'm going to stand by it.
Now, you know who I am, right?
I know. So what we're going to say is that.
You want to switch up your verbiage
then
there?
We're going to do some conditions.
Okay. See?
We're going to make sure we in equal standing with the
when
Lord.
When that joker come around, I'm going to be like, right. Bro, what did she tell you yes. that she was going to do?
Are you because I'm going to
hold
you.
Because what she said was,
okay.
I'm going to hold you accountable.
Okay. So how about this? I have my own ideology what a wife is mm-hmm. and how what part of me that I am willing to give, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I understand it's going to take time and I want to hear what you need from a wife. So then I can put that into there and put that in there too. So if it so then I can either evolve, I can, you know, throw some more little salt on this,
yeah.
make myself better, you know, that kind of stuff.
Because I actually, because even with that, right, here's right. where a lot of people get things all jacked up. Because there's a meshing process.
Yes.
And a lot of that does have to do with the man. Yeah. Because if you're going biblically, it does say that a man is supposed to cultivate his wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is never, ever going to give you a finished product.
Right.
I don't matter what it is, whether it's a woman, whether it's a job, whether it's family. It's some type right. of cultivation has to
Everything
happen
needs put together.
From the man. Right. right? And a man mm-hmm. has to pull that out of you and cultivate you. And ultimately, if you're a Christian and believe in this, ultimately, when you're supposed to cleave to your husband, it's because he's cultivating into his wife. So when you come into the picture saying image. That you have your ideology yes. of what a wife is, a lot of that is needed for right. opinion. But ultimately, your version and his version, if it is different, but you love him,
and something has to change.
You're going to be molded into
right. into what he needs you to be.
And once you become that, then you actually do what women do, and that's multiply.
That's right.
Because anything given to a woman,
she gonna multiply.
She multiplies it.
That's right.
But it has to be a cultivation period first.
Too.
So once he begins to cultivate and bring out of you and mold you and make you into, then you begin to multiply everything that he.
I'm with it. 100%. I like it.
I'm gonna preach this Sunday.
You gonna preach this
I'm
Sunday?
Open up a church and go preach.
Dang, that's crazy.
Oh, shoot. Pastor DeAndre. Okay.
Pastor Chocolate City.
He gonna be in there. He gonna be in there like, read. Right.
Take notes.
Please take notes. Mm-hmm. We'll get him out of here. Listen. Give us a takeaway.
Sign that if my man is feeling a little bit, doesn't really want to share, that I do need to ask if I've offended him when he came to his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the biggest, that's the thing I liked. I learned.
Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like I think like a man. Hearing your questions and everything, I don't know. I feel like, geez, I must be independent for way too long. So I feel like I'm taking away the fact that I need to start thinking more like a woman in some ways, because hearing how like sometimes women take on things, I feel like I lost sight of a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Real. So I feel like that wife thinking.
You know, the right man to bring it out.
Exactly. See what that And that's what he was saying. Why?
Don't listen
but
to her.
That's what he was saying. That's what you were saying, though. Why does it have to be that's brought out of you?
Yes.
I just said it.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I just said.
Because it shouldn't have to be. It should be naturally.
It should be natural.
It should be natural.
Yeah. But you know
some things,
you
yes, will be brought out because maybe you've never done them,
mm-hmm.
or but you desire to.
And sometimes
or
you got to go through that fire.
Sometimes
to find
you do
out
have
what
to.
You, Yes. Sometimes you got to go through.
Yeah. But
agree.
Everything, though, that people kind of put out there on the table, right. I ain't doing this, that's coming from an insecure place because they're not either A, not capable of doing it, or B, not willing to.
Right. Yes. At least you honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm for real. I think that's probably the reason why I haven't become a wife, because I've been thinking too much how a man portrays things. And for me, I lost sight of a lot of like how women would necessarily take on emotions. Yeah. I've stepped away outside of my emotional thinking when it comes to a lot of things. But I do understand that in order to be a wife, that I do need to be emotionally available.
Yeah.
So I'll take that from it. Become more emotionally available.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emotionally available. Yes. That requires silence.
Yes.
That requires silence. Yes.
And
Bonita.
Sometimes silence.
Yes.
And sometimes, sometimes it verbal and nonverbal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Communication is what it involves. Yes. Not silence.
And being in sync with your partner, that it doesn't necessarily have to be spoken of.
And you do
gotta listen. Being in tune with one another. Yes.
Because what if a guy isn't the type that's going to tell you everything that he say? And it's okay. But I know that if I go run your bath water, I make you your favorite meal.
Or some coffee.
And you know, that those things.
Do I know how to make your small? Yes.
It may help dissipate whatever that.
Yeah.
Affliction.
I did have a situation like that before. Yeah. I did.
You want to share with the people?
I can.
Go ahead.
I can.
What's his name? Nathaniel?
We ain't going to say names. But I did have a situation where the old Jessica would have handled it in a manner of getting away, retrieving, not necessarily doing what I needed to do to get back on the same page. But when I stood outside of my emotion and I actually went and just silently made a cup of coffee and actually gave an action to where I wanted it to go, not necessarily where it was at the moment, but where I wanted the energy to go, then it actually worked. So me stepping outside of how I felt and just doing an action that would get us back to come together works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tears down
so not necessarily
pieces.
Nagging or needing him to say anything, but me just saying, you know what? I'm just going to go make him a cup of coffee. I don't need to say anything or him to say anything back to me. But the action can sometimes change the moment or even the emotion that was occurring. So I will say that works.
Because you did something without condition and you did something with no expectation of anything in return.
Yes, I just wanted the energy to be better. So I did something to make it better versus making it worse. So
that's good stuff. You know what that comes to? Mm-hmm. Mastering someone's needs.
That's right.
I've always said if you master someone's needs, you will always be irreplaceable.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm irreplaceable. You hear that?
Beyonce.
That was just one time, though.
She had this. I could do it again, though. Hey, the great part about it, I could do that action over
just keep
and over
duplicating
again.
It.
Hey.
Now, I need you to understand.
You master
also
somebody's
that,
needs, you become
irreplaceable.
That coffee
ain't going to work every time, though.
That's, hey, it might be coffee. It might be
something else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. The something else.
That's right.
It might be the something else.
Play with his balls. Maybe like the balls played with.
The something else.
I mean, you know.
Do what he likes.
You ain't never played with his balls. Play with the balls.
Oh my God!
Now you're getting all kind of gifts.
Now why couldn't it just end with the wink?
Yes.
Why? Forget the wink. You got to be specific so the brothers know. These wives need to know, or girl, whoever. You out there, you over there tinkling around, play with the balls.
Take us out, Dre. Take us out.
On that note.
Take us out.
You know what I'm saying?
Take us out. We got the need.
Have sex through the week instead of just the weekends.
Yes, right.
Wait,
be spontaneous.
Go to the park and have sex outside that vehicle.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Now we got. Hold on. Who's limiting that? Who puts a limit on that?
Some people do.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I'm telling you, some people ain't.
They so uptight.
Listen.
Let go. Whoever.
Try more positions.
Let go.
Whoever he is.
Take him on vacation.
Let go and be great.
God dang it.
Listen, take
pay
him
for
on
his haircut.
Day. Get his
take
feet
him a
done.
Handle so he can get lemon bar flavor.
Get
his feet
get her
done.
A pedicure.
Go soon. Take him today.
That's right. Get him some new Skechers. Get him some new.
Rub that Joker's big toe. I don't care if
it
is ugly.
Rub
suckers.
It.
Shit.
Look. And when he done, suck his.
There you go. Take them both to the dentist.
Hey, I might not suck it, but I might help cut your toenails. Now, I will do that.
Take both of y'all to the dentist. Take them to the dentist. Get that brown
thing. If you don't like the tooth, help him fix it.
That's right. That's I'm going to fix
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Don't just stare at the tooth. Help fix the tooth.
Unless it's brown, then whiten.
No, unless it's real brown, because then that's tooth decay.
Hey,
oh my we God. Can't handle that.
Get him an implant.
Get him veneers.
Get him an implant.
One day.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us on this episode.
Yeah, you're cool.
We appreciate you. Again, Jessica Veers, Vision Photography. You want to get the people, let the people know where they can find you at?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Google. You just Google the name, Veers Vision. Phone number is 330-951-2498.
And one more time for the number?
330-951-2498.
Until next time, play the moments, pause the memory, stop the pain, keep the happiness on repeat. Peace.